The reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It's no longer good for anything and to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel is full of simple things: salt and light. Light of the world, calling us out of the shadows to illuminate the world with hope. June is a season of recognition, with graduations and weddings helping us to focus on what is important and to trust in a future of hope. At the wedding of my niece, I came to hear the stories of the younger members of my family. I heard from them of community farm stands they organize that give half their produce to those in need. Daycare they use where half of the youngsters are with special needs, and those who are not are mentor to the others. I heard of hard work that pays off, and not to mention the incredible faith and love pledged to each other in sacramental marriage. How well do we attend to the stories in our midst? Do we rush by and miss them? We need to place their light on mountaintops as beacons, because sometimes stories are to be told and someone must listen, and we miss them in our families and communities. I was grateful for the stories. You are salt for the earth. Salt can be used to preserve foods. I remember racks of salted cod in Newfoundland. More than once I've heard from those on a salt diet or no salt diet complain missing its seasoning power. I've experienced the buoyancy of the Dead Sea from salt. And in India, salt was the beginning of a nonviolent revolution by Gandhi. To say you are and I are salt for the earth, what values do we preserve? With what personal and communal gifts do we season the lives of those around us? My nieces and grandnieces and nephews were sharing toys and laughter as they ran about. They seasoned us with joy and a lightness of living. What about the seasoning that we do? Are we seasoned by fear or hope? How does our light change the world by the choices we make in our living? Romero gave his life in speaking for the poor. Today, in days full of storms, floods, and destruction, we hear many stories of heroism. How can our good deeds shed the light of Christ for all to see? That we may be buoyed up like the salt in the Dead Sea. That we may change the earth, as did Gandhi, as did Romero. Today, may we look for, listen to, and share the stories of everyday life that can bring the world hope.